around 25 years ago, when I was a fresh younger man in Lakewood Yeshiva in Beis Medrash Gavoya, there was a tragedy that a younger man was killed in a car crash. So there was an Atzeres Hesped held in the yeshiva in Beis Medrash Gavoya, and this younger man had learned in Tells Chicago Yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Keller, Zecherno Livracha, said a Hesped. And I vividly recall that Rabbi Keller said the following thought. He said the Yungalite should take out, he feels, a certain very important point, very important lesson. He said this younger man, who was Nifter, was a younger man with a good Verstand in learning. He understood learning very well. He was a very good younger man. He said, I have the following question. Why do we have to wait till a tragedy happens and the person is no longer here to talk about how of a special good younger man he was? He says, how many younger light that are alive and well that are waiting to hear a good word that someone thinks good of them? Let's not only wait and say, I'm going to say good things when someone's no longer here. He says, people, look around at your friends that are alive and say good things to them. Look at the good qualities that people have next to you and give them that chizuk, give them that respect that can make their life so much better, so much more fulfilling. This point came back and struck me in the recent events of the tragedies that Klal Yisrael recently experienced, the tragedy of the terrorist attack, the Neve Yaakov, and these two special Askanim from Cleveland that were tragically killed in that plane crash. What struck me was that after these stories happen, everyone is singing the praises that are rightfully due to those special people. But we have to remember that when these people were alive, they also deserved respect. And we should learn from that. It should be a schus, l'ili nishmasam, to look around and say, you know something? That these people that are no longer here, that were standing next to me in shul, they were so special. And did I ever tell it to them when they were alive? Let me go look around now and learn from that mistake and give good words of praise to people that are next to me in shul that are alive. That those good words say, yes, you're a great person. I see what a great father you are to those people and to your sons in shul. I see what a great husband you are. I see what a good person you are. What really struck home to me was that the 14-year-old boy that was tragically shot in Neve Yaakov, his father said he was such a good boy. He was the oldest of 8 children. But he said right before he left the house, he had a very small, trivial fight like brothers and sisters have, a little argument. So the father said this over by the shiva. He said they had a little fight, something trivial. And he got up and he just wanted me to give him a word of encouragement that, like, I think he's right. But I didn't. And he left and he was shot and killed. And now it's too late. He was a great father. They had a great relationship. There's no regrets over there. He was just saying the feeling. Now I can't give him that encouragement anymore. But this is something we have to learn. The children that we have, children that Baruch Hashem alive and well, there's a little argument, a little something. Don't wait. Let's learn that should be a schus for these people. Let's give them the encouragement now. When people are alive, they need the encouragement. And I will end with this final thought. My mother, Zolzayin Gesunden Stark, an Meir Vesrim Shana, I once heard from her a very wise thing that she told me. We were somewhere, and then at that time, one of our grandparents, there was some kind of like a birthday party, 80th birthday party, and someone was saying very special things, what the grandfather gave to everyone, to the grandchildren. And my mother said the following thing. It's so beautiful that the people get up and say the praise when the grandfather's alive. And the grandfather can hear while he's alive how much the grandchildren appreciate him. Let's not wait till our parents are no longer here to show them our appreciation. Let's chap arayin and make those phone calls to our parents. Give them the visits, give them the phone calls when they're alive, that we shouldn't have any regrets. May we all be zeicha to grab in and utilize our time and give the people the respect while they're alive, and we shouldn't feel any regrets later.